Currently, there are six of us. First, at the beginning, it was only me, and we're kind of growing slowly. I was told that don't start off big or you're going to die out quick. So, starting off slowly, small, and growing out. Matthew is the youth advocate. She's our mentor, the one who guides us, helps us, make sure we're like, kind of doing the right decision.
I just started Media Arts Club again in September through the school. I thought it was a great opportunity to start Media Arts Club again because I would have a space of my own where I could haul my equipment. First it started off with video and then just random photos. And then as soon as I started getting my wages, I used my wages to buy equipment so I could teach. So every time I got a wage paid to me, it would benefit the youth. I ended up with a lot of equipment, but since we didn't have no space, we used the island as our classroom. Still today, the older ones wish we could have media arts for them because they really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Just going everywhere on the island, trying to document everything. Basically turning them into little National Geographic photographers. It's awesome.
My uncle, we got ourselves into different programs. We worked together, and we both developed these skills to pass on to the younger ones. What I was taught by elders was to show respect, no bullying, teasing. So we made rules to keep that out of our programs that we help run. Before we started doing this like 7 years ago, there was like a lot of breaking entries, a lot of vandalism going around. When we started doing these programs, it reduced by a lot, like you hardly get them. The youth center, called the LCA, the mayor and council agreed to pay for our rent, our power for the term, so we can have like a successful business. But after the new elections for the new mayor and council, that kind of went downwards because we kind of told that we're going to get the funding from our junior keeping council, but that never actually was given. So it was really hard just trying to keep that business up. But we, as a group, decided to do it on our own, which we successfully done. Because me and my uncle, we had like many projects, many things going on which involved youth. They want to be more like us, but we told them, don't be like us, be better than us. Be more outgoing.
I just went to a teacher at our old reserve school. She helped us a lot. She helped us get the Aboriginal Arts and Cultural Leadership Grant. And that's how we started the Media Arts Club. It was just an idea, and from there, I would start getting Jared and his buddies and my little cousin Stanley, his uncle. I wanted them to be my, take over when I'm done. Because I wanted to be someone I needed when I was young, so that's what I became. I became someone that they needed. And hopefully I was kind of hoping that they would turn into that, and they did. They are. Everybody has a purpose. It's kind of like what something my granny would say. She used to say, every child born has a purpose, and it's up to you to find that purpose. And for the longest time, I was lost. I taught myself how to draw, sketching. I'd show her, she'd tell me how proud she was, and I could be anything. And it was those simple words that kept me going, basically. It was her words that inspired me to keep going and not give up. That's what I told these kids. You have a purpose, you just need to find it and maybe learn what you can and pass it on. So, and that's what I saw in Jared and Stanley and all the other kids.
Even though we're kind of new to the ACT community, I wouldn't say we're like new to on this like youth committee, because we started 7 years ago, been in many youth committees, but there's always like a few of us that stuck around and did it, and well, now we're here.